Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. For a few hours on Tuesday, Texas law enforcement could arrest people suspected of being in the United States illegally. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the statute and sent it back to the Fifth Circuit, where it is now being blocked. Senate Bill 4, as the law is called, would also allow local Texas judges to order migrants convicted of a felony to go to Mexico. Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro has begun serving his four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. Navarro reported to a low-security federal prison near the Miami Zoo on Tuesday. Former President Trump addressed the matter after casting his ballot in Florida's Republican primary.
He did a tremendous job with respect to China and trade, and they treated him very badly. The Biden administration treated him very, very badly. It's a shame, but that's the way it is.
Navarro was convicted on two counts of contempt last September after refusing to provide documents or testimony to the House panel that's investigating the January 6th insurrection. The Alabama legislature has voted to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and offices at schools and colleges in the state. As Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio reports, advocates of DEI programs are warning black athletes in response to similar laws.
More than 30 states have at least introduced similar anti-DEI bills, and with Governor Kay Ivey's signature likely, Alabama will be among the handful that have passed them into law. The law would make it illegal for a school to promote, affirm, or endorse certain concepts in public settings, and would require them to designate restrooms on the basis of biological sex. The law does allow objective discussion of, quote, divisive concepts in classes, provided the school does not require a student to assent to them. Similar laws passed in Florida recently prompted the NAACP to warn black athletes not to attend schools in the state that are prohibited from having DEI programs. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery, Alabama.
YouTube is introducing a new tool to help users disclose if their videos include artificial intelligence. Details from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
It's fun and entertaining to use AI. It's also potentially dangerous and misleading. University of Buffalo Professor Dominic Salito has doubts about using self-reporting to keep it in check.
The honor system is an interesting approach.
Salito studies AI protections in digital security. He says the algorithms tend not to reward transparency. He predicts generated synthetic content will be churned out abundantly by companies that may not bother to report. YouTube says it requires all creators to use the self-reporting tool, and it will suspend accounts and remove content that violates its guidelines. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Social media companies are taking extra steps to combat misinformation online. Critics say the effort is focused on English language content and audiences in the United States and European Union, leaving millions of others vulnerable to political lies. The UN Human Rights Chief says Israel must do more to prevent famine in Gaza. He's suggesting that Israeli restrictions on aid may amount to a war crime, a charge that Israel denounces. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. does not see it that way either.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says that the continued Israeli restrictions on aid into Gaza may amount to the use of starvation as a weapon of war. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel responded to those comments this way.
That is not something that we have observed or witnessed, but we continue to be deeply concerned about the report that that's indicating that famine is imminent in Gaza.
Patel says more aid is getting in, but that needs to be ramped up. He says Israel should also allow UN staff to visit Gaza a day after the head of the UN agency that aids Palestinians was denied entry. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Russian officials say they plan to evacuate thousands of children from a border region that's coming under continuous shelling from Ukraine. Authorities say the children are to be relocated farther east and away from the Ukraine border. Forces in Kyiv are striking targets from behind the front line, which has barely moved since the war began some 2 years ago. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.